Good morning, Sergey Schrotthauer. Yes, you can use this.
Can I stay?
As you wish. As you wish. Okay. Hello. So, is it working?
I don't know.
But I have to this. Try speaking.
Hello. My name is Sergey Schrotthauer. I'm from German company Matrix 42, and I will speak about the technical situation in the German public administration, especially about security. We are a new vendor in Italian region, but we are really market leader in security in the German, in the Germany, and we have something like 6,000 clients, and 30% of them is public administration, many hundred city halls, police departments, ministry, and so on. So we have a lot of experience. And, sorry, I don't understand the presentation, but I know this presentation. Yes, it's again what we have. We have 2,500 security customers in 45 countries, and the biggest customer is public administration too, is 167,000 licenses, and we managed a lot of different seats. But what is the situation? The situation is really easy. First of all, is external threats, and I think 100% of German public administration are completely covered by anti-malware, antivirus, and firewall protection. Yes, it's, I think its commodity is boring, but much more interesting the second part. And the second part is insider threats, because you always have people who every day deals with your information. It's really easy for these people to steal this information or to do a mistake. For example, every day on each big airport in the world, they would lost 100 laptops on other smartphones with the data. And insider threats is much more risk to lose your data, to have a data breach. And I think in this case, we have something like only 20 to 30% coverage by protection against internal threats and insider threats. In Germany too, and I don't think situation in Italy is other. And it's exactly what I said. 20-30% coverage by protection against insider threats. And again, it's not only laptops every week, 700. It's just a very easy USB device. In my opinion, USB devices must be the biggest threats at the moment, because only in UK, 70,000 USB devices are found in the laundries. And I think 100,000 in the taxis, in the restaurants, whatever. It's every day, you have every day a data breach, and you have to protect yourself.
Better?
Okay. I don't see a difference, but it's not a problem. And in the most situation, the IT itself is a ground of a problem, because IT is always stressed. IT has always a problem, and you can always, we are people, and people make mistakes. And we could be, IT could be a problem, and 80% of IT people caused itself a data breach. It's a situation we have, and I think the situation in the whole countries. We offer a, you can see a big portfolio, and important, if you speak about insider threats, you don't have one feature, you don't have one system, you cover it all, to give you a whole protection. You need a combination of different features and different modules, and we offer a lot of them, but what's important for you, and I think we all people have the same problem at the moment, is GDPR. And what GDPR, what is GDPR requirements? Of course, all public administration, all countries do detail legal things before, paperwork, okay, it's done. But now you have a problem with the technical. And from GDPR point of view, you need access control, who can work with the data. You need to audit what's happened with your data, and you need to protect your data through encryption. You have each data transfer shell to be encrypted. And I think in this case, again, only 20 to 30% are compliant. All other people are not compliant at the moment. And this is exactly what we offer. With access control, we control access to the data. We encrypt all data and all databases if you left your company. We have a complete transparency and audit what's happened with your data, with encrypted and unencrypted data. And the second important point, if you speak about security, all companies offer you protection. But what you need to protect yourself, you need to understand what's really happened to your company. You need a transparency. And exactly this offer with a tool called Insight. We give you completely transparency. What's happened to your data? Which data went outside of your administration? Which user? Which device? Important, which type of data? Documents, executables, videos, pictures, whatever. You have an understanding in which time it's happened. It is something, a lot of data transfer in the night could be a little bit strange, and you have to understand why. And it's not only for USB, it's for Dropbox, for all databases you use for your company. And now you have a transparency and you have encryption. And I think we have 100 companies who offer encryption to you. And the question for me is, what is the difference? And the difference between these two violins is $11 million, euros. Why? Because one is Stradivari and other is normal violin. It's not important to speak about what we do, because all companies do the same. Important is how you do this. And especially we speak about encryption. Encryption, I was myself 4 years IT director. And I fully understand every person say, I don't need USB encryption. Because the picture in my head is, it's a lot of trouble. It takes a lot of time to training my people. The people will do a lot of mistakes, will do things wrong. I have a problem with support, have a problem with my processes. And I would hate such a project. I would avoid such a project. This is why we do it, and we have a lot of public administration in Germany who do it the same way. The installation is 2 to 20 minutes, and you don't have to change anything because the user can work exactly as before, but encrypted. It is completely transparent encryption. You don't change nothing, but you are protected. And I think it's very important if you think about security. Please think not about what, but why. And I think this is a way, I call it pretty simple, beautiful way to do security. So again, it's what we offer. It's completely transparency, all the tools you need from one vendor, from German vendor, I think not so bad, with automation, with transparency, and without losing productivity. I think it's really important not lose productivity. And the last one, we have spoken to our customer, because, of course, I'm vendor, I think it's nice solution, but what our customers say? 92% of the customers says we have the best usability, 94% is the best product of the market, and we win 94% of our POCs. So I think this idea of don't lose productivity and have a nice mission is very important. And it is very good a solution. And we have customer loyalty of 99%. So we have really happy customer. Yes, happy situation. Yes. And I think the best way to do it is with POC, to speak to our public customer in Germany or to do a POC and understand how easy it could be to be secure.
Okay. You're early. No, it's okay. Thank you. Please stay with us, okay. if you can. Okay. Okay. I'll go back to Italian. L'ultimo speaker di questa tavola è Luca Becchelli, P4i e Clusit. Insomma, che idea ti sei fatto da questa discussione su quali possono essere, dovrebbero essere le priorità di sicurezza nella PA italiana, quindi le lacune principali, se vogliamo, che vanno colmate, e effettivamente quale consiglio hai per farle colmare? Tu sei chiaramente un analista, un esperto di cyber security.